Paul, can you describe the significance of your 600th NHL victory?
I don't think there is a significance to it. Most of them look just like that. You know, hold your breath for 2.5 hours.
So it'll take a little longer to sink in?
Yeah, maybe that's it. I won't think about it a whole lot. It's nice.
What did you think of the way your group responded after the disallowed goal?
I really liked the way we started the hockey game. We weren't pleased with the way it slid in the second, and that was, we felt maybe more self-inflicted, some things that we stopped doing that we got right back to in the third and played our best in the last 20, which was really important. Got big performances out of your drivers. Really became the best players on the ice and won the game for us.
What does it say about Brendan Lemieux that you tapped him on the shoulder with fewer than 3 minutes to go, protecting a one-goal lead?
He had earned it. You know what? He played a real simple game, but three or four times he took that puck from the hash marks on our end to their end of the ice and looked to get a hit. Simple, clean, showed good speed. I thought he was strong on the puck and strong in those battles, so I had lots of confidence in him going in. We had, in earlier parts of that game, we had some turnovers I didn't like. I'm not talking about him, but other players, so He was the guy that I thought at that point in time on that line was going to give us the best chance to hold that lead.
Same story for Brandon. He was out there kind of late on, too.
I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about the same guy.
Brandon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Last names only here, people. Yes. Right. So the exact same idea. But I thought Tanev for the last four or five games has been a lot like that, right? His pace has been, he's a real fit man, finishing checks. So that's why those guys got the chance to go.
Just when the Morrissey hit that happened before the goal, comment on that?
I think it's a penalty. I think it's a penalty all day long.
And then,
And I think Wheeler's goal is a goal, and all week long.
Yeah, no, Wheeler scored his 200th tonight.
Yeah.
Just maybe a comment on just
great leadership. You get used to it, probably take it for granted. What he and Mark together have accomplished, but playing the game from a leadership point of view, the way we want everybody to think about the game, just hard and direct. I think if you had scored that goal, been credit for it anyway, it was driving pucks to the net are really where he's so good, but he's got the hands and the touch for the game winner. He's been outstanding for us.
Pass from Kyle Connor.
Kyle played a real good game, you know, like he's got some great speed. And what we like to see that line is do kind of that idea. Make those plays a little further up the ice. Use your speed a little bit longer. And he keeps skating like that, then that looks like there might be some chemistry. He's fairly, I think in talking to Mark and Blake, he's quite easy to read off for a young player. Usually that's the challenge, right? The veteran guys have a harder time picking up what a kid's going to do. But he had a pretty direct game. Clearly, it's fast enough to play with those two guys, but he kept it simple and direct so the other two guys can figure out where he's going with the puck and they don't lose speed. I liked his game, too.
What did you like about your power play tonight?
Well, that we saw it. I mean, I think I liked our power play in the first two games. I know the numbers weren't there, and then we lost some people. Bufflin was off it. We moved some people around, and it got a little stagnant, and then we got back to being real fast on it. You know, there's lots of places to put the puck. 29 is usually a good option.
Some of the guys who drew power plays tonight are Mia, Ehlers, Lemieux. They were the kind of penalties you draw because the guys got no other choice other than to try and haul you down. It's
right.
Because they're competing so hard.
Move the feet. Moving your feet, right? That wasn't as in our last game. We didn't draw any penalties because we didn't skate hard enough to draw those penalties, and there was a bit more of that in the game tonight.
How much easier is it to sell your team on that style play, that much effort, when you're getting the results on the power play that you get
So if your power play is going, the rest of your game settles, right? They don't feel like they got to push it because it's a frustrating moment every time you get on the power play. Your 5-on-5 game will settle. We got back to skating, and this wasn't our best game of the year. It was two really good periods, but we've moved pretty well four of the last five. And the game that we lost, we earned that loss. But we also earned the wins on either side of it. So we've been playing pretty darn well.
Paul, I'm watching Patrick Laine, you know, shoot two in tonight. So it leads me to wonder where you think your team is along the learning curve of best utilizing what it is he does. How quickly is your team adapting and adjusting and exploiting what he does? Where do you think they are on that curve?
I think they're all very aware of it, but it's not something that you want to force, because there are going to teams that are absolutely going to take that. And when the power play is rolling right, there are too many other good options for that to happen. So we got stuck on the half wall for about 3 or 4 games, massaging the puck. And we had clean entries today. That bump back that came out on the first goal is a really good entry play. It's a designed, and they work at it. So we had the right pace coming into the offensive zone, and we never got standing on the half wall. The play that in the third one down to Patan, if he handles that, that comes right into Scheifele, and it's an outstanding opportunity. So it's all about speed, and they were much quicker tonight.